This is an absolute disgrace that the government has made that decision to withdraw a voluntary service. And what I mean by voluntary service, when ambulance officers come off duty, they have traditionally have taken their vehicles home with them. I know of many, many cases where the officer who may be sitting having dinner with their family, who might be out with a meal with their partners or wife, and who had got the call coming through saying there was an accident or a serious incident, and had left and went voluntary with their jeep, with their, what do you call their vehicles, response unit, with their officer response unit, and was there before the ambulance arrived. And we all know the pressure that our fantastic paramedics are under. They might be queuing in A&E for hours and then trying to admit a patient. But the officers in question, and there is only a few of them around the county, are now told to leave their vehicles at base. We know that there are people living today. We know that there are mothers and fathers today who are enjoying time with their children and within their communities. They're alive because these officers were doing what they're professionally trained to do, what they're passionate about. And in the wisdom of this government, they decided that this is some kind, small payment in kind pennies. It's an absolute disgrace. And I think that the minister in Leinster House has to make a statement on this week and reverse the decision. It is not acceptable. It's not acceptable to the community that I serve. I know these individuals. I know the fantastic work they've done. And I know people that they have saved lives because they were there a lot quicker than the ambulance was there, because ambulance was caught up in maybe other incidents. How dare this government make a decision that affects the lives of people? Most people have had incidents where their neighbours, their family members or themselves had to use the ambulance service, unfortunately. But there's been a lot of incidents where the officer has been there quicker because they were in the vicinity, who were off duty, let me add, and decided to voluntarily go to the scene knowing they'd be there quicker and have saved lives. But the government believes that a few pounds is more important than the lives of individuals within my community.
And I suppose the timing is a bit strange given Storm Éowyn just a few weeks ago, where, you know, roads were cut off and, you know, these ambulance workers may have had to go, you know, to houses quickly, as you said, off duty. So, like, what do you think about that?
The reality here is that it shows you how out of touch the government is when it comes to localised services. We in rural Ireland fight constantly trying to save our services that we have, trying to add to the services that we need. You know, for incident, we're working with ambulance services to try to get an ambulance for Elanhari, which doesn't have one. There are other services that we badly need in our community. And this is a service, and bear in mind, beyond the diesel cost, this is a service that the individuals do themselves, give up their free time and give their professional ability to save the lives of neighbours. It could be a car crash, it could be a heart attack, it could be somebody had given birth that didn't make it their way to the hospital, it could be a range of different incidents. But we know in our community that there are people living today because of them officers, because they were able to respond quicker. And the government has now decided to take this away because they want to save a few lousy euros. But they wanted to save a few lousy euros. But when it came to paying off bankers and bondholders, they had no problem whatsoever in making sure the rich were well paid.
And, you know, these vehicles aren't, you know, company cars. You know, they're not for personal use, they're emergency vehicles. So this is another added cost for people who may be financially struggling already.
Well, look, the reality is that they take them home. They have traditionally taken them home. It's not a case that the officers are up in the bog putting turf with the vehicles, taking turf home with them, or that they're away doing their shopping. They want to cop themselves on a wee bit and think about the decision that they've made here, a decision that we know changes lives and saves lives.